Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we look forward to a great 4th of July weekend. But one of the things about America that people worry about, and rightly, and is certainly not worth celebrating, is the levels of violence that seem to be going up all around us. Now, the most publicized levels of violence involve mass shootings, but then there are just the ordinary shootings that go on in every big city, every day, every night, not just Chicago. In Newark, they just had a shooting last night with 9 people shot. There was earlier this week a San Antonio incident, dangerously close to Uvalde, Texas, where a man, 19, allegedly threatened a mass shooting at an Amazon facility. And he referred to the Uvalde shooter, Ramos, as his idol. The police in San Antonio arrested that 19-year-old man after he allegedly told a co-worker that he planned to carry out his own mass shooting at the facility. So what happens with this? And have we made any progress toward stopping the killing with the bill that just passed with so much fanfare, a bipartisan bill in the Congress? Nobody better to ask about that than the woman who wrote the book, Stop the Killing. Will the gun bill curb school shooting? Catherine Schwite is an attorney. She's a former FBI special agent. She is a prosecutor, a journalist, and a corporate security training director. Catherine, it's great to speak to you again. First of all, police in San Antonio did the right thing to arrest this 19-year-old?
Absolutely. Yeah, great to speak with you again. Absolutely. They did a great job of picking that young man up. He had all the signs. He had all of the indications that he had been building his way towards, he was, as we would say, on a trajectory towards violence.
Is there a way, and this is at the heart of all of this, is there a way without totally breaching standards of privacy to monitor people who are almost seem to be deliberately hinting that they are headed in this direction? Can we stop them before they become killers?
Well, I think that it's kind of a little couple of parts to that. That's a great way to phrase the question, because do we want to monitor them? I think we do, but we also want to protect everybody's privacy. So how do we monitor them? We ask the people who are close to them to monitor them, because when we have done research, you know, when I was in the FBI and we put together research, our behavioral teams down at Quantico took a look at what we learned about an individual before the shooting occurred. We found that if you said 25% of the time law enforcement might get some information, but friends and family, coworkers, and peers, particularly in schools, 75 to 85 to 95 school children, high school children, 92% of the time they leak that they're going to do something. That's what we call it, leakage. So we know that they say they're going to do it and they're in distress. 30 to 40% of these individuals seek to commit suicide. Many of them do at the scene or afterwards. So we know that they're displaying these kinds of, where they're reaching out and looking for people to say, I'm going to help you. They're reaching out over and over again. And who do they reach out to? It's going to be the people around them, because they're brittle individuals, right? They have so much trouble in their heads and their hearts and in their capabilities of what they can do every day. And as they continue to deteriorate, it's the people around them who can see it. So can we monitor them? Yes, but there's not a system to do that you know, have somebody else do that. The people who have to do that are the people who are around them.
So it sounds like you would be supportive, at least to some level, of the encouragement of red flag laws for states and localities. That encouragement was in the bill that just passed and was signed into law. Is that moving in the right direction?
I think it is. That's one of the handful of provisions that was in the federal law that was signed by the president and passed by Congress just recently. And the red flag laws, the value to those is that, first of all, clearly there's support for it by the public. 19 states have similar red flag laws right now. And what the federal statute does is it incentivizes other states to adopt a red flag law, but also help to provide financial support for states that do want to use the red flag laws, which is a provision simply that says we want, if an individual, a court, if a police officer, a friend, a neighbor, a family, somebody who's close says, hey, I think this person is in distress, and I think that they would be better without their guns. And truthfully, we know that happens a lot. Two-thirds of the firearms deaths in the United States are suicides. So if somebody's in distress and we can temporarily get a court, an independent, right, third party, a court to take a gun away from or guns away from somebody temporarily, that might give them that cooling off period to get the help that they might need or to calm down and, you know, get through whatever they're struggling with, whether it's a divorce, a loss of a job, whether it's, you know, mental health challenges, anxieties, and other challenges that they haven't had care, mental health care for, and they get the care, and then they get their weapons back eventually.
What do we need to, the book is called Stop the Killing, and you brought up suicide, which is a majority of gun deaths, a majority of killing in the United States is actually people killing themselves. Is there a general focus that needs to change to be more effective in stopping the killing?
I feel like I'm kind of like a bell at the top of the mountain that's being rung, but nobody's hearing it. I think that individually we don't, and that's really why I wrote the book. That's why I do a podcast by the same name. People don't necessarily appreciate and understand how much they see around them and how much power and impact they can have. One of the most interesting things I read in recent research was that when somebody discovers something that is disturbing about another person, something that should be reported because maybe they are talking about committing suicide, they're talking about doing a shooting, they're displaying guns and taking pictures of themselves and taunting other people like the San Antonio kid who was arrested did. Most often, I mean, in the high, you know, 80% of the time, when somebody has that kind of information, they don't report it, even though they're the only one who might have access to that information. And that was really disturbing to me because you always think, well, somebody else will report it. We all think that. Somebody else is going to report it. Somebody else is going to see that that guy's a little off. But no, I mean, the research is showing that you may be the only one who knows that information. And so call it into the FBI tip line. Call anonymously if you want. Call it to your local police department anonymously if you want. The sheriff's office. Call the school principal. Call the counselor. Call the HR department at your office. So that you're not holding all of that on your own shoulders. Who would want to carry that with them if somebody committed a mass murder?
Catherine Schweit, her book is called Stop the Killing. Information about her work is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Look, what we can celebrate on this 4th of July coming up is that we have so many people in law enforcement who are dedicated to keeping us safe. And sometimes that means keeping you safe from yourself. Catherine, appreciate your work and appreciate your joining us on the show. Coming up, Liz Cheney has been in the news. Last night, she had a big primary debate, Republican primary debate, for her campaign for re-election in Wyoming. What was that like? It was actually fascinating. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yeah.
so great, the way that Ray Charles performs this song, because he forces you to actually pay attention to the lyrics. And the lyrics are fantastic. And you know the story of how that song was written. And basically, Catherine Lee Bates was driving up to the top of Pike's Peak, or as far as you could go. And when she looked out over the fruited plain, she could see it from the mountain peak. Well, we're not exactly at any mountain peaks or peaks in any sense in terms of our politics right now. There is confirming news being reported from several sources at the Secret Service. This is being reported right now by CNN that there are now people who were there in the limousine with President Trump right after his speech at the Ellipse. Where did he lunge for the wheel? Did he not lunge for the wheel? Was he angry and irate, or was he not angry and irate? Is Cassidy Hutchinson actually making this stuff up just to damage Trump? And actually, according to Secret Service sources, there are at least two people who are in the car who can confirm her account, including the detail of lunging for the wheel. And if you look at the video, well, yes, they have a video. You can't entirely tell what's happening there, but there was a commotion going on. Speaking of commotion, President Trump did an interview with Newsmax, definitely playing a home game there. And he commented on Cassidy Hutchinson, which is interesting because he said earlier he just didn't know her. I mean, he had no contact with her, but now he's willing to speak in more detail about his estimation of his former deputy chief of staff, Cassidy Hutchinson. Here's President Trump, clip 5.
The woman is living in fantasy land. She's a social climber, if you call that social. You know, some whack job can say this stuff and get away with it. And other things, that I wanted guns at my rally. Okay, now I'm speaking. Why would I want guns? I don't want people having standing with guns in my rally.
Okay, they weren't standing with guns, but the protective details, they're police transmissions about seeing people with guns. Some of the people with guns were in trees, and what she alleged was that President Trump said at right his, before his rally, they aren't here to hurt me, and which was true, undoubtedly. Question is, who are they there to hurt, and what is it that President Trump meant to accomplish when he was talking about initially walking up and then riding up to the Capitol building with the crowd that went right after hearing his speech and his urging them to go up to the Capitol. What is it that President Trump might have done if they had, number one, let him into the Capitol building? Would he have tried to confront Mike Pence in the joint session of Congress directly, or just been there to watch, or what? 1-800-955-1776. Liz Cheney last night had her debate, the Wyoming GOP debate, with a number of members of the Republican Party in Wyoming. Wyoming, one of the most Republican states in the union. I mean, 70% of the people in Wyoming voted to reelect Trump. And right now, according to the polling, Liz Cheney is running badly behind. I think she was probably helped by the debate last night. They did something very interesting. I hope they use this in more debates. They had a bunch of candidates, and they did a lightning round confronting various issues. And you'll notice and recognize Liz Cheney's voice when it comes up, how much she stands out from the other candidates who are challenging her, who are all enthusiastic Trump supporters. This is clip 2A.
We're going to go to what we call a lightning round.
January 6th
was a setup from the beginning. We cannot have actual...
What we saw happen on January 6th was clearly an attempt to delay the count of the electoral votes.
Coronavirus vaccine policy.
They knew Fauci had awards for his work in cytokines.
Mr. Fauci is one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C.
We are to oppose any vaccines.
Everybody ought to get vaccinated, and we need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from future viruses.
Wyoming residents' faith in the election process.
What about Facebook? Using the system to steer people, we know for a fact all the major internets do that.
And there is more. It gets even better. Listen, more on the lightning round.
The 2000 Mules movie is something that I think we have great concern about.
Voting machines that, you know, are suspected fraud.
There are politicians in this country, beginning with Donald Trump, who have lied to the American people. He consistently has said that the election was stolen when it wasn't.
Ukraine is corrupt. We started it. We got involved. We pushed them into being against the Russian government.
Money laundering. I think that's the biggest ticket for the Ukrainians and the Biden administration.
It's the front line in the battle for freedom. And I think we've got to elect serious leaders.
Okay. and the debate actually included a closing argument delivered by Liz Cheney that I want to play as soon as we come back. We are also going to be going to the new Minions movie, a movie called The Forgiven with Jessica Chastain and Ralph Fiennes, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Pentagon is announcing a new $820 million Ukraine aid package. It includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo. Ukraine is also getting 4 counter-artillery radars. Since the president took office, he has given Ukraine nearly $7 billion in aid. The July 4th holiday weekend is off to a rocky start at the nation's airports. More than 3,700 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed so far Friday. The number of cancellations has surpassed 350 as airlines continue to struggle with staffing issues. At least 12% of flights on Delta and American Airlines have been delayed so far Friday. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies.
Okay. This is such a wonderful performance of this wonderful song. Why? Because that's Irving Berlin singing, who wrote it. He lived to 100, but he wasn't quite there, but he was, I believe, in his 90s when he was singing this, and on live TV and winning applause. You can bring it up there. Okay, there is so much to be thankful for in this country. And part of it is whatever you think of the electoral system or the sad state of American politics or the current scandals on every side of us and all around, we still have a system that delivers us incredibly privileged lives if you look at the whole sweep of world history. And that's something that I believe that Liz Cheney is actually conscious of, and she offered a closing argument during her GOP debate in Wyoming. Listen to what she had to say.
Tremendous honor, the highest honor of my professional life, to represent the people of Wyoming for the last 5.5 years. I'm a conservative Republican. I'm going to work hard to earn the vote of every Wyomingite in this election. And I think it's important for people to know that I believe that the most conservative of conservative principles is fidelity to our Constitution. In Wyoming, we ride for the brand, and our brand is the United States Constitution. So I'm going to ask people for their vote. I'm going to work hard to earn that vote. But people need to know something about me. I will never put party above my duty to the country. I will never put party above my duty to the Constitution. I swore an oath under God, and I will abide by that oath. I won't say something that I know is wrong simply to earn the votes of people, to earn political support. That's what the voters of Wyoming deserve. That's what the voters of Wyoming demand. That's the kind of respect that we owe the voters of this great state. We need to recognize that if we are not faithful to the Constitution, if we embrace lies, if we embrace the lies of Donald Trump, if we tell the people people of Wyoming something that is not true, we will soon find ourselves without the structure and the basis and the framework of our constitutional republic. If we don't abide by the Constitution when it is politically inconvenient, then we will not have the Constitution as our shield when we need to defend our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. So I'm asking for your vote, and I'm asking you to understand that I will never violate my oath of office, and if you're looking for somebody who will, then you need to vote for somebody else on this stage, because I won't. I will always put my oath first.
Thank you, Representative Cheney.
Effective? Yeah, I hope so. And again, she's running a very tough race against a candidate strongly supported, Harriet Hagedorn, by President Trump. And he was very popular in the state of Wyoming, still is. But we'll see how that election goes as the time comes up. Why America Still Rocks, the piece with Jim Garrity that I began sharing with you earlier. He's it's a very fine piece, and people should read it because he includes his list of what's wrong with America. He writes that what's wrong with America, he says, this could take all day, but what pops up in my mind first, American culture can seem excessively materialistic. I wish Americans would cut each other some slack more often. We're all trying to get through life, facing our own challenges, fighting our own demons, and sometimes keeping all of these hardships hidden. I wish Americans would realize that social media are a funhouse mirror, distorting and exaggerating as those mysterious algorithms push the most engaging material to the biggest audience, which is often another way of saying the most incendiary, controversial, or outrage-provoking material up top and to the front. But what he writes at the end, and I think as we are approaching this great holiday, it's certainly worth remembering. He says, I wish every American could have the chance to live in another country for a year or two. This isn't because those other countries are terrible. They're just different. And the experience illuminates what makes the U.S. unique. Other free market democracies, in many ways, nice places to live or visit, allow the government to formally restrict speech. In Turkey, it is illegal to write that the Armenian genocide occurred. Back when I was living there, Turks were legally required to refer to it as the so-called Armenian genocide. Not so long ago, we saw how seemingly normal, friendly, welcoming Australia enacted widespread strict lockdowns to deal with COVID-19. Those Canadians always seemed so nice and polite, right up until some truckers came to town objecting to vaccine mandates and pandemic restrictions. Lots of Americans sing the joys of visiting or living in France, right up until some vital public service inevitably goes on strike. Any place on earth your travel is going to have problems, he writes. I just prefer our problems to their problems. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that I prefer our ability to address our problems to their ability to address theirs. Back in 1920, America had one of the greatest challenges thrown at it in the form of a pandemic. And back in 2020, sorry, 1922, that was 1919 pandemic. Back in 2020, America had one of the greatest challenges thrown at it in the form of the pandemic, and with a lot of stumbles and mistakes along the way, we got through it. We developed vaccines in record time. Lots of people caught Omicron and stayed home for a week. And between the vaccines and natural immunity from past infection, the virus is defanged and largely in our rearview mirror. Meanwhile, China is still contemplating another 5 years of attempting COVID zero policies. And somehow, with dealing with all that grief and hardship, Americans figured out a way to be even more generous. In the calendar year of 2020, writes Jim Garrity, when the pandemic was turning American life upside down, Americans gave $471 billion to charities and nonprofits, a 5.1% increase from 2019. 69% of that enormous sum came from individuals. In five of the last 6 years, charitable giving by individuals has grown. An astounding 86% of affluent households maintained or increased their giving despite uncertainty about the further spread of COVID-19. And he goes on to add that he talks about a Billy Joel song. Billy Joel wrote a song called We Didn't Start the Fire. The song was Joel's response to a conversation in the recording studio with Julian Lennon and a friend who had just turned 21. They were in the studio that day and stopped to say hi to Joel. The friend was lamenting how hard it was to turn 21 in 1989 and suggested to Joel that it was much more difficult growing up in the 1980s than in the 1950s. Joel, a lifelong history buff, was surprised by the young man's views, his lack of understanding about the turmoil of the 1950s and 60s, which included momentous events like the Korean War, the Civil Rights Movement, and the Cold War, sparked Joel to record a mini-history lesson in music covering 40 years, from 1949 to 1989. It actually, well, it's worth remembering. You guys had it so much easier back then. The world never stops turning, and problems come and problems go. But the United States of America endures. We will be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And this 4th of July, I mean, it should be special in so many ways. I mean, I know that the airline industry is a mess right now, and it's tough to fly anywhere, and that is a huge problem, and it's tough to drive anywhere, given the $7 gas that they pay for in California. And here, I just got gas where, with the discount you get from the supermarket, it was $5.49 a gallon, which I guess is considered pretty good. All of that difficult right now, and with the election coming up, maybe we can at least spend the weekend thinking about stuff that we have in common. I mean, areas where we agree. Like the fact that the Yankees are having a great season. Okay. That's nonpartisan. What about the season of film entertainment this weekend? Well, so many big popular films that are out there right now. Is there anything new worth seeing? This fanfare from Hollywood. The biggest movie of the weekend is clearly going to be Minions: Rise of Gru. And this is actually the fifth film in a series that now going back, 13 years, starting with Despicable Me. Despicable Me was a wonderful movie and great fun. And Despicable Me was about the villain Gru. This is sort of an origins film. It doesn't really explain the minions. The minions are those funny yellow pills that chatter in no known language, but kind of sounds like a bunch of different languages. The new film basically starts when Gru is 12 years old. And he is dreaming of becoming a supervillain. That's all he wants to do. But to do that, Gru, who's voiced once again, as he always is, by Steve Carell, has to all of a sudden try to crash at age 12 into a supervillains league known as the Vicious Six. Listen.
There are a lot of other villains in the world, but I am going to be a super villain.
This puny little child thinks he can be a villain.
I am pretty despicable.
You like picking on little guys, huh?
Why don't we make this a fair fight?
Minions, assemble!
Okay, that's the movie features a voice of Julie Andrews playing Gru's mother. You never recognize it as Julie Andrews. She sort of does a New York accent. Taraji P. Henson is in a voice in the film. Dolph Lundgren plays one of the villains. Alan Arkin plays the senior member of the Vicious Six, who becomes a particular mentor to Gru. The film is deeply disappointing. I'm giving it 2 stars because the animation is okay. It's brisk. The one word that comes to mind most is frenetic. And it's just jumping, a lot of jumping around, a lot of complicated slapstick, not a plot that can be followed at all. And basically, the laughs, a lot of them have to do with the fact that it's set back in the 1970s with some 70s music and 70s references. And is it the kind of thing that kids might like? Maybe, but if they're antsy already and frenetic kind of kids, it's hard to imagine people sitting still for this. It's rated PG, of course. 2 stars for Minions, The Rise of Gru. And then there's a very different sort of film called The Forgiven with 2 wonderful stars, Ralph Fiennes and Jessica Chastain. They play a British couple, bickering, unhappy. He drinks way too much, and they go to a special weekend celebration, birthday celebration, at a huge estate in the desert mountains of Morocco. And on their way to that celebration, they have a traffic accident because he's been drinking too heavily. He runs down a young boy who was trying to sell fossils on the roadside in Morocco. And the consequences? Well, the consequences are profound. Listen.
It was an accident. He stepped out in front of us. We don't want the police showing up, poking their noses into everything. You got into a car with a drunk, which makes you an accessory.
It's like I've been an accessory for a long time now.
Now listen, are you going to mope a weekend? Or are you going to enjoy yourself?
It's not about to enjoy yourself, you know.
Okay, Ralph Fiennes is a wonderful actor. And the combination of guilt and privilege and corruption and ultimately courage is very persuasively put forward. The painful nature of the relationship between Jessica Chastain and Ralph Fiennes, the husband and wife, is the real focus of the film, or one of them. The difficulty with it is you spend so much time with people who are meant to be decadent and corrupt and awful. The people at this lavish party there, where you see all the details with a big emphasis on food and a big emphasis on how much they mistreat the Moroccan natives who are employed in this celebration. There's a very disappointing ending in the film that you can try to think about, and it's tough to make it add up. And it's also very tough to find any of these people, except for brief moments, the long-suffering Ralph Fiennes character, with whom anyone can identify. It's a glamorous film, rated R. You see a great deal of Jessica Chastain, and she's involved in some very graphic love scenes. It's rated R. 2 stars for The Forgiven. There's another film that is out there with wonderful stars. Penelope Cruz, the Spanish superstar. She's one of the most successful actors in the history of Spain. And Antonio Banderas. And they've each made literally dozens of noteworthy films. It's the first time they're ever co-starring in a film together. And they're co-starring with an Argentine actor named Oscar Martinez. And the film is about a billionaire who wants to do something meaningful and lasting, so he wants to produce a movie. And he hires the Penelope Cruz character, who's a very artsy and indulgent and a somewhat pretentious and eccentric director, who is then going to put her 2 co-stars, who are both supposed to be big stars, through a 9-day period of rehearsals to get ready for actually filming. And that's the film. It's what these rehearsals mean. And Antonio Banderas is supposed to be playing a sort of flippant, very popular superstar playboy-style actor, whereas the serious actor and acting teacher and older guy is played by Oscar Martinez. They're in a movie within the movie that's supposed to be about two brothers who are rivals, and their rivalry is really the center of the film. It's wonderfully acted. It's in Spanish with subtitles, and fun to watch the interactions and the dimensions, and it goes in some unexpected directions. There are elements of the film that are, in fact, dark and disturbing, but it is one of those movies that you can follow without the subtitles becoming a distraction at all. 2.5 stars. It's rated R with some graphic sex references and some harsh language. But the harsh language is in Spanish. 2.5 stars for Official Competition. All of these films are opening in theaters. And together with Top Gun Maverick, which continues to do great business, and coming up there will be another big Marvel release that is called Thor Love and Thunder. That's for next week. Also for next week, a special program coming up on Monday, which is the 4th of July, on the origins of this great republic and the miraculous events surrounding the original Independence Day. It is all worth considering and feeling gratitude for our ability to live and to thrive in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.